Morning, good morning on this glorious day. Try again. Welcome to morning prayer. We're in the final chapter of James today, so if you want to turn to the passage that we'll be looking at in a minute, it'll be on page 1216. That's James chapter 5, 1216. But we begin with the Watch Await liturgy. Watch, wait, the day of God is at hand. Like a bird on a tree, God's possibilities are about to blossom. Stay awake, the reign of God is very near. We are here, watching and waiting with hope. So tell me, why are we here? We come together to seek God's presence. We come together tired, rested, sad and happy. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together with all our fears and hopes about who we are, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together to enjoy each other this day. We come together to seek God's presence. We come together this day to seek the Spirit of God, who gives us courage and strength to follow Jesus and live our lives as companions of God. We come together to seek God's presence. So we're in chapter 5 of James, and the context of this letter is it's written to a community of believers in the early years of the church. The friends who are called out to live following Jesus and patiently await his coming again. They believe that the event of the second coming would be coming soon. It's a wide circulation of a letter written to the 12 Jewish tribes scattered among the nations. And the letter's begun with a theme of persecution. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that all that you do may mature and complete, not lacking anything. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because when they have stood the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love them. It then carries on with words of advice about how believers are to behave with one another, our actions within the network of relationships, showing how we are learning to follow Jesus, submit to God, plan ahead as good stewards under God's provision and direction. And so we come to chapter 5. I'm just going to read the first bit but not comment on it, because there is much in this world that needs to hear this, including ourselves, I'm sure. But I'll just read 1-6. Now listen, you rich people. Weep and wail because of the misery that is coming on you. Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes. Your gold and silver are corroded. Their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days. Look, the wages you fail to pay the workers who mowed your fields are crying out against you. The cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord Almighty. You have lived on earth in luxury and self-indulgence. You have fattened yourselves in the day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the innocent one who was not opposing you. So just a moment to talk to God about something that comes up from that passage. There are many people that are at the mercy of folk that want different resources, and just pray for those now. And so on to verse 7. Patience in suffering. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers and sisters, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. All you need to say is a simple yes or no. Otherwise, you will be condemned. We have this invitation to be patient. And this patience implies long suffering, choosing to wait and believe in God's purpose, an active rather than passive waiting. And patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience. This is a gift of God for our life of faith. I wonder how patient I am to the rhythms of life. We live in a farming community. We see that lambs are born and grow. The season is evident around us. I wonder how patient I am with others. Do I cultivate generous and thankful and appreciative hearts? I wonder how patient I am with the situation in the world, where I pray for something that I know only God can change. And I wonder how patient I am with God. Will I not bolster my own importance by adding too much in my yes and no, when I know that I am only human and may not be able to keep my word even if I want to? Will I trust God to bring about the outcome that he wants without trying to manipulate others or even trying to manipulate God with my own words? For many years, I used to go to the Teze community each summer, about this time of year, a place in France where there is a living sign of coming together of hope in Christians from around the world, from different countries, different church traditions, coming to work and live and pray and worship and listen to one another, believing that God has revealed stories of hope, stories of his action in each of our lives. These monks at Teze live as a sign of hope for reconciliation among the peoples. They are visible signs of God's kingdom on earth, welcoming thousands of young people from around the world over the summer to worship with them. These young people do not just learn head knowledge, but fully immerse themselves in the life of simplicity as they form community over the week, as they work and pray, encounter and dialogue with one another, and share songs each evening. They talk to one another about how God is present in the world that they live in, providing hope amongst very real challenges. They are asked at the end of the week, where can they too become points of light in their own communities back home? Part of our patience for the future is not to be passive, but look for ways of actively, gently, and generously participating in building relationships of trust and hope with others from around the world. We too at Scargill have this aspect of hope. In the way that we come together, young and old, and from different nations, for a shorter or longer time, we witness to God's love found here, daily living with one another, as we worship God together, as we believe that God loves us and calls us to trust him. Father Matta, an Orthodox monk, says this: the very essence of faith in Christ is Christ. We must begin by living together the essence of the one faith, without waiting to reach agreement about the expression of its content. The essence of faith, which is Christ himself, is founded on love, on the gift of self. So let us pray for where we find it difficult to be patient. In our lives, in our community life, in our responsibilities outside of here. Spirit of peace, quiet our hearts, heal our anxious thoughts, and free us from our fretful ways. Breathe on us your holy calm, so that in the stillness of your presence, we may open ourselves to trust and be transformed. Like the sun that is far away but still close at hand to warm us, so God's Spirit is always present around us. We live, breathe, work, rest, and have our very being in you, God. Open now the windows of our souls so that we can see you. And when we can see God, we are free to truly love, free to truly live. Amen.